Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
You shouldn't have left these chips here because they're pretty freaking good right now.
It's a good thing we're at the end of them.
I freaking ran a train on them. You were setting up your Pokemon on the TV. I'm going to drive people nuts. But.
Probably.
If Frank Reynolds can do it. If Danny DeVito can do it.
Our two listeners will appreciate it. Maybe not.
Who's the second one that would appreciate it?
No, Bucket.
I don't think he watches.
No,
It's Always Sunny.
He'd think it's funny that we're eating. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he'll hate it. Maybe I'll get a text.
Well, I'm texting him currently, so he kind of knows what's up right now, but. Welcome to Panda Talks. Oh. Oh, gosh. I'm Amanda.
I'm Brady.
Today's an episode. Oh, shit. I found another chip.
There's like three more.
I just found it in my blanket, but
I'll leave them quiet.
I just watch. Today is more an episode for Brady. Brady.
Yes.
Do you remember how I mentioned earlier that I have been going through and re-listening to all our old episodes?
Yes.
Well, I came across one. I think it's McCade's first time on, if I'm recalling right. And I'm asking him the get to know you questions, which were basically our first four episodes in a nutshell.
Sorry, I was moving stuff. I'm sorry if that sounded loud.
And one of the questions was, what's your favorite favorite Disney villains?
Mm-hmm.
And McCade called you out and just said your villain list sucked on our episode. Go back and listen to it. I encourage everyone who's
new. Mine or yours?
Yours, because you had some really shit answers. No offense, but you did.
Who?
Pete the cat. And Sykes from Oliver Company. And I can't remember your third, but you had really throwaway answer. You try to say Woody is a villain. And I said, Woody's not a villain. And so you said Sid, and I said, Sid's not a villain. And McCade came on and basically agreed with me. And you said, look, if we were doing DC or Marvel villains, I could name you a top three. But Disney villains,
I'm proud of every one of those units. I'll say that right now. I'll stand by every one of those answers.
I can't remember the third one, but I just remember Pete was a good one.
Sykes is a good one.
Sykes you pulled out of your ass, but it was a good one. But you pulled it out of your ass. I listened to that episode, and you were just like, Sykes. Well, no, you went, the bad guy from Oliver and Company, and then we had to look up his name. And then I wish I could remember your third one, but I think it was another, like, because you tried to do Woody, which, no. And then you tried to do Sid, which I will defend him till the day I die.
What are you going to say, Sid's parents? His dad's a freaking alcoholic, I'm assuming. We don't know much about Sid's dad. He was just passed out watching TV.
A kid that needed love, okay? He's a kid that needed love. That's not the discussion. The discussion was what you said to McCade about if this was DC or Marvel.
I still stand by every one of those units.
Okay. So, long story short. Too late. We're going to go over some villains, your top villains today. Oh. I'm going to combine it with, another old episode we did that it's a unit I'm proud of is the Purple Spandex League. And that was basically like if we had like a Justice League system or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like a League of Superheroes, these would be the heroes in it. I was going to explore the Marvel or DC universe, but not both just because it kind of seemed too big. To do both, even though we did both in the Purple Spandex League episode. But then I just settled, you know what? We're just going to start with Batman right now. We're just going to go through all the Batman villains. And
there's some doozies.
There's some doozies. We're going to start there. We're going to do another, you know, we're going to do another league. Every villain is Lemons.
Mm-hmm.
The Evil League.
All right.
SpongeBob reference. We'll come up with a better name.
Okay.
I guess that's the first question before we go through. We're just going to start with Batman villains, and then maybe one day we'll expand into more all DC villains, all Marvel villains.
And I'll be honest, I have the most knowledge of Batman more than all of DC universe.
Well, but it seems like, because we did both DC and Marvel for the Purple Spandex League, but it's like, for one hero, there's like 80 villains.
Yeah.
So, I think we could just start like one hero at a time, and maybe that's something fun we could do. Like, Zatanna's my favorite superhero, so maybe one day we can sit down and explore all her villains, and then like, go through, you know, we'll see. We'll see. This is a work in progress, like everything else in our show.
Yeah. All right.
You're so fucking chatty right now.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to cover up my burps with chats.
Just silently burp and leave it at that.
No, I was going to say, I know next to nothing about Zatanna besides that she is
very sexy.
Super hot.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
She's a lesser known hero, and that's very sad for me. And I want her to blow up and be popular so we can have a Zatanna movie, a much needed Zatanna movie. Where's the petition that needs to be signed for the Zatanna movie?
I'm going to say this right now, and it's terrible, and I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. Zatanna is not coming in the near future. Not anything personal.
I thought you said she was, because they were making
They were supposed to, but DC recently had a big change-up, which is why Batgirl got canceled. That movie was filmed in the freaking editing. It was ready to come out. Like, not ready to come out, but it was editing. And they shit-canned it. They canceled it completely. And it sounded amazing because it was, I don't know the girl's name, I apologize, that was going to be Batgirl. Brendan Fraser was Firefly.
Oh, fuck, that would have been good.
And he's wearing, like, an old-school style, like, gas mask and stuff. Like, it was going to be awesome.
That
and then
awesome.
This dude came in, don't know who he was. I can't remember his name. I might have to look it up later. And he canceled it. It was in the can, completely shot. She just released some behind the scenes pictures of her in her outfit, her on her motorcycle, and Brendan Fraser in his Firefly outfit, and it was awesome. And she released the pictures, but that dude came out, straight canceled it. And he canceled some other stuff that I'm bummed about. Main thing, it's off the subject, but while I'm talking about it, I'll talk about it. Scooby-Doo, you remember Scoob? They made a sequel to Scoob. It was a Christmas movie that was supposed to come out soon. That one was also CGI'd. Voice actors came in, did their whole thing. The thing was ready to release. Like, it was done. And he canceled it. So that movie might never see the light of day, but I thought Scoob was good. You know, all things considered.
Is that the one with Zac Efron as Freddy and he was secretly gay?
He was
questioning his sexuality.
He was questioning, but I mean, who wouldn't?
Is that, yeah.
That friggin' sheriff lady was hot.
Yeah, but like, what's there to question, really? Like,
he thought the lady was hot, but
turned out to be a guy, but it's like, you know, you thought the lady was hot.
Yeah, thought Rick Dastardly was gross.
Not Dastardly, anyway. Okay.
Tangent aside, sorry.
First question.
Might not happen.
First question.
Okay.
If you were to have a league of evil villains,
yes,
what would you call it? Because I feel like all the good names have been taken. SpongeBob being the number one, every villain is Lemons. I don't think you can get much better than that.
I would call it, this might be taken, but I just thought of it, and it's badass. I would call it The End.
Oh, fuck.
For like, evil never dies or something like that, you know?
Oh, okay.
But I'll throw the in front of it. I don't know. It's probably taken. Probably been done. Sounds like it has been done, but The End.
Okay. Okay. Right. I like it. I'm trying to remember. I remember my aunt had a tattoo underneath the Nike logo and it said no fear. My cousin was trying to convince me that that backwards meant something.
Reef? Refawn?
Well, just...
R-E...
Well, it was an anagram for something.
F-E-A-R, so it'd be rave.
But what would it... I can't even remember. So I was going to try and tie that in. But I can't remember it. So I'm going to go with yours. The end. Evil never dies. End.
Yeah.
So I have a list of Batman villains here. It is in a weird fucking order. And I don't know half these bitches. And maybe you don't either.
I probably don't. He had some crazy ones. Like
I mean,
on the Lego Batman.
Batman is the only Batman movie that has given shine to the most obscure fucking Batman villains. And I am so
Condiments
thankful
man
for it.
Or whatever.
Condiment Man, you know.
Probably worth the Google.
Probably worth the Google. All right. So let's just start. Top of the list. Obviously, we have to get it out of the way. Joker. Smash or pass in the end or not in the end? Would you have him in your league of every of evil villains? Oh, dear God. Of evil villains. There we go.
Okay.
Not eagle villains. Though eagle. That is something we could explore one day. Eagle villains.
That sounds like a Mega Man.
That sounds like something, you know.
He has some eagle villains.
Something, it's always sunny.
Storm Eagle.
As you can see, we have feathers.
So, it's hard because you're like, I want to say no because he's like such a wild card. I guess he'd have to be, like, if you made a villain movie, the Joker would have to be in it. But it would have to be, nothing against Jared Leto's Joker, but it would have to be either Jack Nicholson's Joker or Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, fuck.
Because I would want him to be a wild card, whereas, like...
What about Cesar Romero?
Okay. I don't know if Cesar
Romero... Let's make this a better. Mark Hamill excluded, because we've already agreed he is the supreme Joker, and no Joker can be in the league with him. Out of Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, we'll even throw Jared Leto and Joaquin Phoenix in there, and Lego Joker out of those six. Which Joker would you want in the league?
Okay, if it was an animated movie, then Mark Hamill. But
we're okay, he's out of the running. Live action. He's out of the running because he's the golden god of Jokers. No one will ever beat Mark Hamill.
I'm gonna say I don't know because it's between those two, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger. Because all I care about is that the dude is shady because you don't know whose team he's on. Because in the end, if he thinks it's going to benefit himself, he will screw you over.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if he thinks it's going to be better for him or better for the joke, he'll throw you under the bus immediately.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to say, and both of those guys to me are that. Because, like, the first scene in The Dark Knight, when he literally kills the whole crew, I'm going to say that's one of the best opening scenes
in cinema. Oh, that's a really good opening scene.
Because it sets up the whole story. You don't even have to know who the guy is after that.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to say, I would go for...
But you've already established Heath Ledger is your favorite Joker.
Yeah, so I'm gonna stamp it out right now.
Fine.
I'm going to say Heath Ledger Joker for the one fact of you don't know anything about his backstory. So Jack Nicholson, in his, you know that he's Jack Napier. He's a mob man. Beforehand.
And he wants his face on the $3 bill.
Yeah. And so you're like, okay, Jack Nicholson, I love his Joker. His Joker's perfect. Nothing wrong with his Joker. But I'm going to go with Heath Ledger's just for the 100% fact of you know nothing about him. He makes his own clothes. He has knives. But, like, literally they don't know anything about him. That's the only... That's the reason I'm going with that Joker.
Did I send you that TikTok that, like... was like, how did Joker know that Rachel was dating Batman? And then it shows him in the restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah, it shows Heath Ledger in the restaurant.
Yeah, he's like the next table behind him.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that and see if...
Fucking crazy. Anyway, I'm gonna make you an argument, even though this is not what the podcast is about.
Okay.
Cesar Romero. Because you said your biggest fear about adding Joker is he's a wild card. You don't know what the fuck he's going to do. You know Cesar Romero 100% is just there to crack bad jokes and do some stupid plan that's going to get foiled.
And some,
so would you want everything's Cesar pun Romero based, knowing fully that he's not going to backstab you because he's just there for the bad joke? Would that be worth the running?
So, and there's two different ways to go about this. One, if I'm writing it and I'm like, oh, hey, freaking this would be perfect, then I'm going to take Heath Ledger's Joker. If I'm in the League of Villains, I want Cesar Romero.
You're in the League of Villains. And do you know, did we already do, I think we did What If We Were Villains? Yeah, I think that's an episode we did. I think I was like an acrobatic witch, like a Harley Quinn witchy thing. What was your villain?
I do not remember, but I'm pretty sure he was very similar.
I'm not that far in our podcast yet.
He was very similar to my hero, if anything.
That was such a fun episode. Still fucking proud of that. We should probably re-record it just so it's better
quality. Either way, I'm going to go Heath Ledger just because I feel like he was effective.
Okay, I get you. I get you.
Sorry that my controller vibrating. If that,
I couldn't hear it on the last one when you were saying your controller.
It was just, I had it like by the phone. So
hey, are these names on the screen our friends?
No, these are.
Oh, well, there's two.
Computer generated.
Oh, well, there's two of our friends' names on there, and I thought that'd been cool. If...
I'm only friends with.
Listen.
McCade Austin, Ryder, and.
Well, Chase was on there, so.
No, I don't have. I don't have.
I saw Chase and Austin, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I have Austin, but his name on here is, I can't remember his name on here.
Sorry, it's not part of it. Go back. It's not part of it. Okay, so we're going Joker. Yes, for both of us.
Yes.
Riddler. Jim Carrey with Riddler all the way. Just because, like, Cesar Romero, you know he's just there for the bad puns.
I don't know. Like, okay, so you haven't seen the Batman. I really liked him in The Batman. Like, he's over the top. He's overacting. But at the same time, I dug it because I thought this dude is mentally unstable. Like, he's 100%. Like, everybody was getting pissed. He's like, oh, he's overacting. I'm like, no, that's Edward Nygma / Edward Nashton. Like, he is so over the top with everything. Like, Jim Carrey was over the top. Like, the Riddler is over the top. He's not a subdued character. He's a freaking psycho, and when he gets one-upped, he loses his shit. And so I thought in the movie, oh shit, I can't remember his name.
He's that one guy that's like everywhere now, I swear.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he...
See?
He freaking... I thought he killed it. I thought he did really good.
And I don't feel as passionately about this as you, because you're the big Batman fan, but I would argue that I think, like you said about Jim Carrey, you went up to him and he's pissed about it. Is that not Edward Nygma? I mean, look at the games with fucking... Oh, what's his name? Wally Wingert. Oh, God, I love him.
Just Wingert.
Yeah. Why did I say Reggie? Because he's Renji.
Because he's Renji in Bleach.
I mean, he's more superior than you. And then you solve one of his riddles and he gets pissed off.
Yeah, he's like, you cheated.
And let's...
You're a cheater. Wally, I'm not going to acknowledge your win because you cheated.
And Wally's a...
Paul Dano. That's the dude's name. Sorry.
Wally is... He's also someone that, like... I'm going to put him up there with... if we did, like, a Who's the Best Riddler, I'm going to put him up there with...
Yeah, because he kills...
Mark Hamill. And it's like, no, he's... No one can compare to him. So like, he's in his different league.
Because I like the dude that did his voice in the animated series. But, so for people keeping track at home, McCade. He's the dude that does the voice in the Arkham games. Because McCade's all about the Arkham games.
Oh, is Riddler in the Arkham game? In the new one that you're playing?
No, he's not in Arkham.
Arkham Knights?
Gotham Knights. Sorry, I keep doing that. No, he's not in this one that I know of. Maybe in some DLCs. But... He is in Gotham Knight, and what are the three? So there's Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight. He's in all three of those as the Riddler.
Okay, so my argument would just be, Riddler, is he someone that would actually do good in the end? Or is he someone that would fuck us over because he's just after He's just after the riddle. He's just after the next clue. So would he really be a good villain for the end? Or would he be our downfall, I guess, essentially?
I don't know. That's hard to say, because I feel like, to be fair, most Batman villains are only out for their own.
Well, I feel like most villains in general, isn't that what they're all about? They're out for themselves, and whenever they do make an alliance, one's usually fucking over the other.
Well, it's usually they work hard together until it starts falling apart, and then they all kind of do their own thing.
So you have to keep that into account. So.
Yeah.
All right, so Riddler, on or off the crew?
I'm going to say on, because he's a good trap guy. He can set good traps. And he's an overthinker, yes, but here's the shitty part, is no matter who you put against Batman, Batman's going to win, but he would make it at least a challenge. Because there's one set of comic books I'll defer to, where it's called, if anybody wants to look it up or read it, it's in the It's in the last run of Batman, because I want to say they just did a reboot. It's called Year Zero, and he basically takes over a bunch of, I'll have to read it again, but they were like, there were weather balloons, but they also could attack. And he took them, circled Gotham, and basically took the whole city hostage until someone could tell him a riddle that he couldn't solve. And so he's like, nobody can leave Gotham and nobody can enter Gotham until this riddle gets solved. And if anybody leaves Gotham without me saying and I find out, I'm killing everybody in Gotham. And there's a really good storyline. But
I never fucking live in Gotham. My hell. All right. So for the sake of argument, I'm not going to argue. But on my team, if anyone's keeping score, I have Jack Nicholson, Joker, and Jim Carrey, Riddler, on my side. So.
Okay, and I have Heath Ledger, Joker, and Paul Dano, Riddler.
Okay, Penguin.
Penguin, I'm gonna say no, not on mine. Really? Yeah.
I'm gonna do Danny DeVito, Penguin. Or as our daughter says, Danny DeVito.
Like, I really like Colin Farrell's Penguin from...
No, he does really good.
Because he's basically a mob. He's the mafia.
He's really, you know? Weasley, yeah.
You're like, okay, the mob, whatever. Like, he's cool. If I would say I would put him in there if I needed financial backing. Like, if I needed money to run it,
yeah.
Then I would throw in the Penguin. I would throw in Colin Farrell's, because I feel like he's into the whole working with people kind of thing. Danny DeVito's he works with other people, but they're like freaks, people that he brings into
it. I like that carnival element, so I'm here for it. Danny DeVito for me.
I'm not gonna argue. He's
dead. And you, Penguin, no.
I guess I'll throw him in just for the financial backing. I mean, if somebody else comes along that has more money, I'll say yes. Sorry.
Okay. Two-Face.
Long story short. I don't know. He's hard. Because his name says it all. He's Two-Faced. You don't know.
I always think back to our... Maybe it's just the first Arkham when he's reading the Hugo Strange's, diary pages, about each patient he's encountered, and they're talking about how they're trying to wean Two-Face off his coin and eventually give him, a deck of cards to make a decision, but it's so overwhelming that he, hides under a table and pisses his pants because he can't decide if he should go to the bathroom or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that type of mentally ill.
Yeah, because they go,
it's just so sad.
Flip a coin, but then they go to dice, and then they go, a 20-sided die, and then eventually gets to a tarot deck.
Was it a tarot deck or just a deck of playing cards?
I think it was a tarot deck because I want to say there was like 70-something. And a normal deck of cards has 50.
52.
And a tarot 52%. Deck has 70-something.
74.
So
I think maybe 78. I think it's 74.
Yeah, so I want to say that they went to a tarot deck.
Anyway, yeah. Like, I want to do Tommy Lee Jones Two-Face just because, like, he had Halle Berry and that other bitch as his little minions. And that was fun. And he had a great Two-Face. I love Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, he's good in everything.
But, so I want to say yes just because it's Tommy Lee Jones. But, yeah, like I said, just that mental look. He's, like, too mentally unstable. Like, and we're saying that with the Joker on our crew. But, like I said, just... I don't know. That guy just needs help.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what would he bring to the table? And...
Halle Berry. Halle Berry? No, he wouldn't fuck. No, not Halle Berry.
He doesn't bring Halle
Drew
Berry.
Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore. And I can't remember the other girl.
I recognize her, but I can't.
Yeah. I know her if I saw her in a movie, but yes. I'm going to say no, because he brings like firepower. Like, he brings in guns, but he doesn't really have, like, I feel like Tommy Lee Jones didn't, like, no matter what, when you see Two-Face, he's not a big planner. He's just more in, like, go in guns blazing, take what he wants, and go home.
Who's the guy that was in the Heath Ledger movie that was Two-Face?
Oh, Aaron Eckhart?
Is he LDS?
I heard he was.
I remember watching him in an LDS short film. I don't know. It was a seminary video they made us watch, and everyone was like, it's Two-Face. Oh my gosh, it's Harvey Dent. And
Aaron Eckhart. I don't know if he's...
I didn't really give a shit, so...
I don't know if
good he's... Good for him. All right. Yeah. Scarecrow.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, holy shit.
He's
really effective.
He's really smart and effective.
I feel like Batman always beats him, obvi, but I feel like he always gets Batman, you know?
He at least has him, okay.
He brings Batman to his knees before he's gone.
If you go to Arkham Knight, he technically beats him because, spoilers, if you're going to play Arkham Knight, the game's been out for 10 years, whatever. He unmasks Bruce Wayne as Batman, effectively ending his run as Batman because nobody's afraid of Bruce Wayne. They're only afraid of Batman, even though Bruce Wayne's the dude that's kicking all their asses. He unmasks him. He beats him for a minute. And then Bruce Wayne once again powers through his scare tonic, his serum, and then, you know, scares him because nobody should be able to get through this. But he's... Yeah, so I'm going to say, if we're allowed to take the characters from the video games, I'm going to take the Scarecrow from Arkham Knight, because that guy was dope. That guy was super good.
All right, yes for me, and I ran into my first Batman villain that I don't know who the fuck he is, but he's apparently been a presence since 2016.
Yeah.
Barbados.
Do not know who this is. What's he look like?
I don't know, because I clicked on these pictures, and one, he's like a big Skeletor with wings looking motherfucker.
What?
And then in the next one, see, look at that. Skeletor with wings. Like, you know, Skeletor's hood. Yeah, obviously weird, not weird. The skull. And then in this next one, he's like a giant baby. Like a giant blue baby with, like, intestines. I don't know who this guy is. Like, I can't get a picture of him, so...
Since 2016.
2016 to present, Barbados is named using two different characters in the DC universe. He's a demon from hell.
Oh. That might be from after I stopped
reading. Can we skip him? Because I don't know...
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. Let's move
on. Okay, fucking ads. Moving along. My life is ads, I swear, okay? Black Mask.
Ooh, I love Black Mask. I'm going to say,
who's
yeah.
Who's Black Mask?
So he is he's a businessman, but he's also, he's an arms dealer. Like, he sells guns. And
he looks really cool.
And he's an arms dealer, and so he's just, like, I don't know if you want to say he's like a rich benefactor or whatever, but he's just, he's cool. I don't know if he'd be like any better than anybody else, but I think like he looks cool and he's got the whole like, he's rich and he's got a bunch of followers because he's rich kind of thing.
I'm going to say yes because he looks cool. So yes for me, yes for you.
We'll have to watch Birds of Prey, the Harley Quinn movie, because yeah. I'm pretty sure that he's the bad guy in it.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he's played by Ewan McGregor.
I don't know this guy. Brother Eye?
Brother Eye? I don't know him either. What's it look like?
Brother Eye is an AI satellite that aided the hero Omac, O-M-A-C.
Don't know who that is either.
It originated in the reality of Earth AD. I can't find... These are the pictures. Just, like, big space eye. Alright, yeah. Skip him.
Skip him. I don't know
that guy. Alright, this is our Google. Is that, Zach Galifianakis?
What the...
Calculator.
Calculator, no, move on.
Do you know who he is?
No idea.
Oh, look at this... Look at this picture. He's a calculator.
A calculator, yeah, hang on.
I'm going to say yes. I want him in my League of Villains.
Well, maybe cleaning the toilets.
No, because he deserves a chance. He tried, man. Okay, here's one we know. Calendar Man.
Calendar Man?
I'm going to say no. Like, he served his purpose, but he really wasn't one-off serial killer. He's not out for, like, any big grand scheme of, like, the Joker out to cause crime and mischief. He's like, he had his agenda. He fulfilled his agenda of, you know, like, he was like the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
You know, like, so he's a one and done. So no for me.
Fair enough. I'll agree.
Okay. Catman? I thought it was Catwoman. Then I looked closer at it.
Catman.
Thomas Blake, 2011 to present.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Catman is a supervillain and anti-hero who begins his career as an antagonist to Batman, using identical methods with cats as his theme. I don't know who he is. I thought it was Catwoman, but you know, Catwoman, is she on your team?
No. I would not put Catwoman on my team.
I put Catwoman on my team.
Like, she's super hot. I love her. Love her design. Love everything about her.
Michelle.
But she just has too much of the I cannot trust you vibes.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, just Catwoman. Like.
No, is that her name?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer. From
Batman Returns.
Okay, I'm saying Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman's on my team. Yes, you're right. I can't. But you also said you can't trust Joker and you put him on your team anyway. And you went for the more sketchy, I don't know your background, Joker. Well,
I mean, yeah, but she's has a history of helping the Batman. Because they bang, you know?
Okay. Like,
they get together, they hook up.
Would you not bang Michelle Pfeiffer?
Oh my gosh, in a heartbeat. In that, especially in that outfit.
Yeah.
Like, but to be fair... Like I said, she's more of an anti-hero than a villain, you know?
Well, I'm just throwing her on the list because why the fuck not? Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't just because she... I think
she might have been in my superheroes, maybe, because she is kind of flip-floppy, but...
Yeah. Anyways. Just because she... And she's not on mine just because she sleeps around with Batman. That's the only thing. It's like, I just don't know...
You're
just
jealous because you want to sleep with Batman.
Guilty, but no, I'm... Just, that's the fact. It's like, I'm just like, I don't know if she's going to flip-flop on us or not.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm wiggling.
So, next guy is Clue Master.
Clue Master.
You know more about him than I do. I'm kind of learning about him in my own comic strips right now. Shout out to the Bruce Family comic strips on Webtoons. It's really cute. It's really good. But anyways, his daughter
is
she wears purple. I don't know her superhero name. I think her name's Stephanie.
I can't remember.
Anyway, I'm reading about her and it's cute. But so Clue Master's like you described him to me as like the Joker, but
he's the Riddler.
The Riddler, but
he's like super jealous of the Riddler. because the Riddler did it first.
Yeah.
And did it better. So I'm going to say no, because he is a knockoff of the Riddler.
Okay, so no Clue Master for me, just because I agree with you.
Yeah, like, I think it's messed up that he's trying to kill his own daughter. I don't know if he... I can't remember. I'll have to reread it. I don't think he wants to. I don't know
this next villain, but he's going to be a no for me. Copperhead.
Copperhead, yes. She's so hot.
Fuck no.
She...
It's a she?
In the video game. In Arkham Origins, I believe.
I didn't watch you fight against Copperhead.
Let me see. I'll try to look.
It's a fucking snake.
No, she's... Let me see if I can find
her. No, I have a picture of her here with Batgirl, Black Canary, and Huntress, and she's just a fucking snake, and I'm not here for it. And before you go, oh, that's hot. No, it's not a hot picture. It's not tentacle porn like you're thinking. It's just fucking nasty.
No, this girl. That's Copperhead in the video game.
Okay, well...
No, she's a human.
Here's the picture I have.
Yeah, that's not right.
And it's a nay-nay for me.
So in the video game, she is basically Catwoman, but a Copperhead. So I'll stick with you with the no. But in the video game, she's hot. She doesn't look like a snake. She's just like an assassin, but she, like, the way she climbs down a pole kind of looks like a snake. Like, she slides around and looks like she's slithering because she's so smooth. But the color of Copperhead, because she poisons. She's a
porn star dancer.
Kind of, but I want to say she originated in the video game.
It said 2011 to present, but...
Yeah, I want to say she popped up in Arkham... Ooh, maybe not. Because Arkham came out after we lived in Cedar City, because I got it for my birthday.
All right.
But, yeah.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Oh, sorry. You said yes for Copperhead?
I said, I'm going to agree with you, no for Copperhead. Okay.
No, because I don't like snakes.
I mean, are we making one team or are we each doing our own team?
I think we were each doing our own team, because I think when we did the Purple Spandex League, I said who would be in your Purple Spandex League and who would be in mine.
Oh, okay. So, then I'll throw her in mine, but the human version, not whatever the hell snake thing you did.
I'm just going to say no, because I just fuck snakes.
She doesn't like conjure snakes.
What was just snakes? No. Okay. Just don't even embody snakes. Like, okay, Deathstroke.
Yes, he's in it.
That's, Ron Perlman, yes for me.
Yeah.
Is he even in a live action ever?
No, they were going to put him in the Ben Affleck one, and then they canceled the movie because Ben Affleck...
Well, they have the Teen Titans live action. Is he in that at least?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's in Arrow.
I don't know if he's in... that stuff.
So he's in Arrow. McCade was telling me about it. I never watched it. I saw like a bit. He wasn't too bad, but... His costume kind of looked like something from like a Mortal Kombat video game from like the 90s.
Okay.
Joel Manganiello was supposed to be him.
Oh, he would have been good.
Was supposed to be him in the new... I don't know, dude. I think that guy's too hot. I wouldn't have been able to pay attention.
He's not Ron Perlman. Like, as far as voice.
Yeah.
But
he's super like fit, like muscly. He would have been able to go toe-to-toe with Batman. But I don't know if I would have been able to take him seriously as a villain. So be like, dude, you're too pretty. You'd have been a model. You wouldn't have been a freaking assassin.
You don't know that. You don't know his life.
I don't know his life. I mean,
all right.
Zoolander. Okay. You know, model assassins, whatever.
So yes for me.
Yes for me.
Firefly. What did his voice in the video game? I remember it was someone
Crispin
that
Freeman.
That's
did
his right. Voice well, okay. Game. I wanted to say Crispin Freeman, but then I was like, no, he did the whiny ass.
Yeah, he
victim.
Was...
Every 10 seconds, help!
Yeah, he was both. That fucking guy.
Okay, so Firefly.
Firefly. I'm going to say yeah.
Me too.
He's based solely
badass.
On like... Badass. Like, he's cool. Like, he's kind of unstable. But at the same time, I'm like, he'd be really good for like a distraction.
Well,
like, oh, hey, we need to do something. Go start a fire somewhere.
Yeah, like mass destruction. I think he's badass. Especially the like... costume you were describing earlier. Like,
let me see. I'll find the picture. I found it on Instagram.
Gosh, who does this voice in the DC Superhero Girls?
Oh, I don't know. Tom Kenny, probably.
Probably Tom Kenny.
I don't know.
All right. Hush.
Hush, yes, he's in. He's a super... Okay, so he is a world-class surgeon first of all. So anybody gets messed up too bad, he can save them.
Okay.
And second of all, he's a super genius. He beats Batman in his own game for a time.
And yeah, because Batman always wins.
He finds all of Batman's, in the newer one, I want to say it was Eternal. He finds all of Batman, because Batman has weapon caches hid all around the city, obviously, you know. He finds all of them and booby traps them. So Batman tries to go get his weapons and he gets hurt. So that was pretty smart. But yeah, he's, I'm going to say yes for him.
All right. I don't know much about him, but from what I, sorry, getting text message from Bucket. Hey, Bucket.
There's the picture of Brendan Fraser's Firefly.
Oh, that doesn't look so cool.
I'm sure it would look cooler in the movie, but...
Now I'm distracted. I'm going to say yes with Tush, just because what you told me sounds cool, but I don't really know him that well. Yeah. Next one, I have a strong opinion on. Joker's daughter.
No.
Fuck
if
no.
Joker's in it, I know.
I hate that shit so much. When they came out with the Joker's daughter comic, I had so many issues with it, and I still do. Like, I like to pretend that shit. It is like Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. That shit doesn't exist.
What had happened with the Batman comics, to be fair?
Is it killing everyone off?
No. So
bringing in the next generation?
What they did, the people that came up with the new 52 Batman were like, okay, for every, I can't remember if it was three or four villains we bring back, we have to make one new one. So then you have a lot of villains that kind of came out in left field. And some of them were super hits. I'm going to lose my mind if I hit one more Pokemon. I'm sorry. This is
that is the cutest fucking Pokemon. Catch him.
I have one.
Oh, already. He's so cute.
Oh, my gosh. But anyways, so that's kind of where they came up with that. I don't know if it was like somebody was like, I think we need to make, because I'm sure like, if I'm going to be like, realistically, she is a realistic villain in the sense of people idolize psychopaths. And they're like, I'm going to copy him. And that's basically all she is she looks at the Joker and she's like, I idolize this freaking baddie and I'm going to be just like him. And that's her whole shtick. So I think if you have the Joker in there, A, she'd be useless because the Joker's there and she'd be like fangirling over him all the time. And B, she doesn't really bring anything to the table besides being crazy.
I'm going to say no because I think she's stupid and I hate everything about her. And also, I definitely want Harley Quinn in my club and I think Harley Quinn would fucking hate her. So, fuck her. I hate her story. They fucked up with that one. Kill her off. All right, next one. Killer Croc.
Killer Croc? I'm going to say yeah.
I'm going to say yeah, too. I like him.
I like Croc.
Yeah, he's cool, dude. Killer Moth. And on my Kindle, it looks like it says Killer Math. And that I'm like, yeah, that too, bro. That too.
I don't, like...
I think of the DC superhero girls and how he's just this big nerd that's like... wants to be best friends with Batgirl.
Like, I think of the Teen Titans Killer Moth.
And he was, remember him in that.
Like, he was creepy, but I don't know. Like, I'm going to pass on him because I don't know enough about him.
He's kind of, yeah. I think of also, oh, no. I'm thinking of this next one because I read ahead. So no for me as well. Okay. Kite Man,
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think to that Harley Quinn.
Oh, shit.
That's our furnace. That's how we live life. I think to that Harley Quinn cartoon we were watching with Kite Man. So Kite Man, no for me. I also don't know much about him, but it doesn't seem like that threatening of a villain. I mean, I haven't gotten to him yet, but like Polka Dot Man.
Yeah.
Obviously doesn't seem like that great, but then you get like DC... The Suicide Squad. And I'm like, yeah, I actually have that Polka Dot Man on my team because he can actually do damage. Mm-hmm. But, all right. Mr. Freeze. I already know your answer. Yes. And I know mine.
Mr. Freeze is in. I love Mr. Freeze.
Same.
I legitimately, I don't know if I like cried full tears, but in Arkham Knights, definitely made me tear up. I don't know if any fell, but his storyline made me tear up. I love Mr. Freeze.
This one's interesting. The next one, Lady Sheba. I didn't know she was a villain.
Yeah, she is.
Because I know her from DC Superhero Girls, and she's a hero. But I know, I like the Killer Frost was...
Yeah.
And Poison Ivy and Harley were... And anyway.
I'm going to say yeah.
I'm going to say yeah, too, just because she was cool in DC Superhero Girls.
Yeah, she's a good fighter.
Yeah. All right. Lockup?
Lockup.
I don't know who Lockup was.
Don't know.
And I clicked on the wrong name, so I can't. I'm going to scream if another ad pops up and pushes my thing down right as I'm going to click something. 2011 to present. Ooh, you mother.
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to say no.
T-Mobile, I'm unsubscribing to you. A law enforcement obsessed supervillain and an antagonist to Batman. He looks like this. He looks pretty cool. Maybe he's like the RoboCop of this universe.
Oh, I feel like I've seen that guy, but I don't know. I don't remember reading a comic about him. You're going
to say no just because you don't know him?
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Mad Hatter.
Ooh, I like Mad Hatter.
Really?
Jervis Tetch. Like him.
I know, but like...
He's very similar to Scarecrow in that he uses hallucinations to fight people.
Okay, but
like,
here's...
he looks like a loser. But he... It's very much just like Scarecrow, whereas... So if you watch the animated series, he puts Batman in a hallucination that like makes him, I don't know, you just have to watch it, makes him decide whether or not he wants to be Batman. But in the end, he chooses, of course, to be Batman. But...
Ooh, that kind of reminds me of that Batman podcast that came out earlier this year, or I guess last year, huh?
Yeah, I never finished it.
Oh, it was so good. I'm going to say no to Mad Hatter because I think C.S. Lewis was a fucking creep and I don't know how to feel about Alice in Wonderland after that. So, no for me. Magpie. Have you heard of this supervillain?
Nope.
2011 to present. Supervillain, an enemy to Batman and Gotham. She was curator of the Gotham Museum. Her life obsession was owning beautiful things led her to pursuit of life of crime, taking her name from the Thieving of Birds. So basically, she's the Ladybird from Paw Patrol.
Basically.
I'll say no, because if she's like the Ladybird from Paw Patrol, fuck that bitch.
I'm going to say no, because I don't know anything about her.
All right, same. Maxi Zeus.
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one, because I always I don't know much about him from the comic books, and I just default back to the Harley Quinn show where he was, like, he's super powerful. I want to say he's got, like, Zeus-like powers.
Formerly a history professor, he is mentally ill and built his persona around an obsession with Greek mythology. Because of this, he is frequently... incarcerated in Arkham Asylum with other lunatics. He was briefly a member of the New Olympus. Maxi Zeus was created by Dennis O'Neill, and that's not important, but...
I'll say no.
I know nothing about him, so I am also going to say no, but... Yeah, I do think of that Harley Quinn. Why is my internet so slow right now? It's driving me up the wall. Okay, Professor Pig.
I'm going to say yeah, because he's so creepy.
I don't know him.
So, Professor Pig, he came about because of the New 52. So, he came out as one of the new people. So, he basically is obsessed with making the perfect human. So, he's the one that our daughter was obsessed with because he would find people... And try to find, like, somebody perfect. And if they had an imperfection, he would kill them. So then the one dude had a fake eye.
Oh, that stupid drama.
And so he would work. He worked for, he was a, with the circus, and so he'd go from town to town and find people, and he was just like obsessed with like experimenting on people, and then he would turn people into animals. Like he would do like surgeries on them, put like an animal head on. Like it's all really, really dark. Like, not Batman. Like this is stuff from like Hannibal Lecter, whatever. And so, I'm gonna say yeah, just because he creeps me out so bad.
I'm gonna say no because I don't really know him, but Solomon Grundy.
I don't know. Like it's hard because you're like Solomon Grundy, awesome because he's big, strong, can't be killed.
He's also slow.
But he's also, if you going off of like the video games and other things, like he's not a smart dude.
No, I'm gonna say no. I think he's slow. That's my opinion though.
I'll go with you. I'll say no.
Talia al Ghul.
No.
I'm gonna say yes. Super sexy assassin.
She's not super sexy, but she's so.
But she slept with Batman, so you hate her.
Slept with Batman, and she had a kid with Batman, which is Damian.
Yes.
And then she. I don't know, because I feel like no matter what you do, I feel like this is with a lot of villains, but even more so with her. Because she's, I'm fighting her right now on Gotham Knights, and she will 100%, if what you're going for and what she's going for do not line up, she's going to go 100% for her. So if you're like, I'm going to take over Gotham and be the ruler, but she's like, I'm going to destroy Gotham, then she's going to screw you over hard and try to kill you because what her ideals are is number one. And so, yes, she'd be super useful and she'd do really good. Like, she'd be a really good fighter, really good planner, really good whatever. And she has the League of Villains behind her. But I feel like at the end of the day, she would not care about what you have to say. Unless it's what she wants, she's not going to listen to you.
I'm still going to say yes because she's a hot assassin. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Or Tweedledum and Tweedledee, rather. Sorry.
No.
I don't know. I'm still going to say no. Ventriloquist.
Do you know him? Yeah. He's the dude with Scarface, the dummy. I'm going to say no.
I don't know him, so I'm going to say no.
Like, he's just a snivelly little creeped out looking dude.
Wrath?
Wrath. I don't know if I know this one.
I don't know Wrath. Wrath is a Gotham City supervillain who acts like an evil version of Batman. Ooh, these ads. His parents were criminals killed by police officers, so he became an assassin and dedicated his life to the destruction of law and order. He also sometimes has a sidekick similar to Robin called Scorn. This guy looks cool. So I'm going to say yes, just based on aesthetic only.
Because
he looks like a Batman, basically.
Yeah.
especially this picture. He's all pink. With a gun and a book.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, so I don't know.
I'm going to say yeah. Just because he looks cool. Because you know me. I go off aesthetic as well.
I'll say yeah based off of what you read. But if I didn't know who he was, I'd say no.
Okay. So, Zodiac Master?
Zodiac Master?
You don't know him either?
Uh-uh.
While my Kindle loads, I'm going to say Nene just because he sounds kind of like the
Zodiac Killer?
Calendar Man, which was essentially the Zodiac Killer, so like kind of one undone. Zodiac Master is an astrology-themed enemy of Batman who emerges in Gotham, 2016 to present, by the way, and started to predict disasters soon to befall the city. He then proceeded to secretly orchestrate the incidents himself in order to demonstrate his psychic powers, having built a relationship in Gotham City. He then started to offer his support his supposed astrology skills to criminals, promising to foretell the outcome of their plans in exchange for money.
Mm.
That sounds actually kind of cool.
It sounds like he's just a
con man.
A con man, yeah.
But like, so I'm still going to say no. But sounds a lot cooler than I initially thought. Like,
yeah, it doesn't sound so bad. That
he's like, oh, the bridge is going to blow up. And then he blows up the bridge. And then he's just like, goes to the Joker. And he's like, hey, do you want to know if your plan... Or Joker wouldn't fall for it, but Riddler. Hey, Riddler, do you want to pay me money to see if your plan would fall through or not? Okay. Yeah. And then just like fucking scams him. Like, okay, we still got a few more to go through. And we still got time. Bronze Tiger.
Don't know. I'm going to say no.
I don't know him either. Is it worth looking at a picture or should I just say no? It sounds like the bronze kneecap. he looks like The Rock. But I'm still going to say no.
I'll say no.
Even 2011 to present. I said yes to Catwoman. You said no. Clayface?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes to Clayface because like I feel like he's your getter done.
Well, he's super useful. Like, because he can literally change into anybody.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a point on the Arkham game where you're like...
So, even though I don't want Zodiac Killer or Zodiac Master as my... in my team, I could still be like, hey, we need Zodiac Master, and he could just change
into him. Or he could change into whoever, like the mayor or the president or, you know.
Yeah. All right. Harley Quinn, yes, for me.
Yeah, I'll take Harley. She's hot.
Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
Yes for me. This one's controversial. Red Hood. I'm just gonna say yes, just straight up. I mean, I guess it would be kind of like, is he secretly working for Batman? Is he going to go be Batman's good guy? And then all of a sudden, like, I'm fucked over because now he's got intel on me. But I'm going to take the chance and say yes on Red Hood.
Yeah. I'll say... Yeah, because he's basically been trained by Batman. Like, he'd have most of the skills of Batman. But yeah, he could just as easily turn on you. And then that would suck, but I'll say yeah, because he's probably going to be one of the more skilled people you could have.
All right. How about Anarchy?
Oh, I like Anarchy. Even though he was only in one Arkham game and I haven't seen him in anything since. But I liked him in the Arkham game, so I'll say...
A teenage prodigy who believing in Anarchy... creates improvised gadgets and attempts to subvert governments in order to improve society. I'm going to say no because I don't know much about him, but yes for you?
Yeah, he's basically just fighting the power. That's all he's doing. All
right. Arkham Knight, which I thought was Anarchy. So
no, Arkham Knight is Red Hood.
Well, I'm just reading the list, dude. Okay, we'll skip him. Bane.
Bane, yes. I'd have Bane on my team easy.
Bane for me too. David Kane.
David Kane.
Isn't Kane? No.
Kane was who was on...
Scarecrow?
No. That's Crane.
Oh, okay.
Kane on...
Oh, he's the
Gotham Knight was he's the Bruce creepy. Wayne's uncle.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say the doctor, that creepy doctor. I don't know who David Kane is, so no for me.
Yeah, no for me.
Deadshot?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Deacon Blackfire?
Blackfire? Oh, he's the leader of the Brotherhood.
Oh, he looks like a creepy priest, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, he's the leader of, like, all the other dudes. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
But he's the leader of the Brotherhood.
Dr. Hurt?
Dr. Hurt? Don't know who that is.
I don't either, so no. Joe Chill?
No.
Hugo Strange?
Hugo Strange, yeah. He's a super genius.
Yeah. KG Beast?
Nope.
Nope. Lincoln March?
Don't know who that is.
I don't either. Man Bat.
Nope.
I'm going to say no too.
Like, if you were saying, what's his name? The dude that becomes Man Bat. I'm forgetting it, blanking on his name right now, even though I just fought him in Gotham Knights. Like, the scientist is super smart, but...
Man Bat's kind of dumb.
Yeah, Man Bat is a mistake, because he was trying to... He was losing his hearing.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to use bat DNA to cure his hearing. Similar, but not completely different from the way Michael Morbius turned himself into a vampire by using vampire bats. But yeah.
Okay, I can't pronounce this next one. Zas?
Z-S-A-S. Zas? Oh, yeah, so he's just a serial killer. I'm going to say no.
Okay, Mother.
Mother?
Fucking no, you tell me. You said you knew all these.
Mother Gothel?
2011 to present. She was a human trafficker who, with the help of her right-hand hand orphan, and orphan's like a link, so apparently that's another supervillain. She orchestrated tragedies within her victim's life to traumatize them. I'm going to say no. Oh, fuck that bitch. Yeah.
She sounds like a psycho.
No.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. I don't know who this is.
Who nobody is. Let's see who nobody is.
Sounds to me like a no face.
Well, the picture's pretty cool.
Yeah. He looks super creepy.
I'm going to go yes just off the picture. Let's read the description. He's related to Damian Wayne, better known as Robin. The original is Morgan
Freeman
Ducard, an assassin and the son of one of Bruce Wayne's mentors. During his time abroad, Ducard attempted to persuade Damian to become an assassin like him and break Batman's no-kill rule. Due to the jealousy Morgan developed from Bruce's training with his father, nobody somewhat succeeded as Damian broke the no-kill rule by killing nobody himself. I'm going to say yeah, because I think he looks cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Ra's al Ghul.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, I'm going to say no as well, because I have Talia al Ghul, so I don't need Ra's.
Well, and he, according to, like, all the lore or whatever, because he keeps going to Lazarus Pit, you lose your mind a little bit more every time. So... I'm going to say no, because he's crazy. But he's super strong, but he's crazy.
All right, Brady, you wanted to go more on Bane. So I'll let you have the floor, and then let's do a Mad Libs.
Well, it's just kind of... Like, Bane is an interesting character, because you have the comic book where it's... Doesn't make any sense. I'll be honest. It makes no sense. But it's comic book. So it is what it is. But it's like he gets thrown in prison as a kid because his dad is... His dad or his mom or both of them do bad shit. And then they either get killed or can't serve out their sentence. So he has to serve their sentence. So he's in jail as a child. He has a teddy bear. And then depending on which one you go through... Like in The Dark Knight Rises, he gets screwed up really bad protecting Talia al Ghul. And then he gets the stuff put on him, gets the venom, whatever. Most of the time, he just gets the venom, makes him super strong, but also kind of makes him lose his mind. But he's also super genius because he figures out who Batman is. I want to say in the comic book, he actually breaks into the Batcave. But yeah, I think he's super cool, like, just because he's so... Usually, like, and it sucks if you watch the Batman and Robin, because you're like, oh, he's a moron. He's just super muscly, but he's super dumb. But then if you watch, like, the Chris Nolan movies, you're like, oh... He's super smart, but he's pretty strong, but he's not whatever. But then you're like, okay, in the comic book, he's a genius, like a super genius. Like he, you know, I don't know if it paints him as smart as Batman, but he's pretty damn close. And then he is way stronger than Batman. So it's kind of like, oh, what's he going to do? Because he's super strong. But then he has these arcs where it's like, I have a run of comic books. It's like, I think it's like, maybe it's either one comic book or four comic books. I'm not sure. But he becomes Batman because Batman is supposedly dead. So he takes over Gotham and becomes Batman. But he becomes like the super iron-fisted, like, no crime happens in my city at all. And he's
that
like,
makes no sense. How did he just switch like that? Like, did he want to be Batman
well, from the get-go? So, in The Dark Knight Rises, he, spoilers, if you haven't seen it, but again, it's been out for at least 15 years. He is part of the Brotherhood.
Wait, the one that just came out?
No, The Dark Knight Rises came out in like 2000. I guess it came out.
Yeah, but that didn't have Bane in it.
The Dark Knight Rises did.
That one.
The one with freaking Tom Hardy as Bane?
That did not come out 15 years ago.
It came out at least 10. When did it come out?
Seriously, just barely.
No, because I watched it in Cedar City by myself because I knew I was going to cry.
That was not 15 years ago. I was 15 years old.
Okay, it was at least 10 years ago.
Okay.
Anyways, so in that one, he works for the Brotherhood of Shadow. And so he's just like, they want to wipe out Gotham, whatever. So I don't know why, but he takes over Gotham as the Batman, but he runs it with an iron fist, and it's literally like, you do any crime, you get killed, because it's Bane, you know? And I don't know what
this
I just did.
This always happens.
but, yeah, so so I don't know. I love Bane. I think he's a cool character, because he's kind of like the best of both worlds. Like, he's super strong, but he's also super smart. And usually you get one or the other, you know, except in the case of the hero. Like, in the hero, you'll get both. You'll get somebody who's super strong and super smart. So, I don't know. If I was going to choose Bane, I would choose the comic book version or the cartoon version. Like, I like Tom Hardy's version. I don't understand what he's doing with his voice thing, but I, you know, he's an actor. He gets to do what he wants.
Sweet.
And I don't like the one from Batman and Robin because
he's a dumb idiot.
He literally is. All he's right. There for muscle and that's it.
Hear, hear.
So I should have wrote it down to see who my team was.
No, we just pulled this out of our ass like always. But I chose a Mad Libs called Bad Day, because going back to our original Who's the Best Joker episode we did, you talked about how one of the Jokers,
oh gosh, I'm so sorry.
I hate doing that.
I can't believe you just did that.
One of his origin stories is like, I just had a bad day. So I thought this one would be appropriate.
Oh, yeah, from...
It's just called Bad Day. I hope it's not just the lyrics of, I'm such an idiot. We're going to do two Mad Libs, because I actually made a Mad Libs for our next episode. I just remembered it. So we're going to do this one, and then we're going to do the one I made. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I love Mad Libs, so I'm here for it. Okay, give me an adjective.
Adjective. Jiggly.
Can never go wrong with jiggly. Verb ending in ed.
Farted.
Adverb.
Oh shit, what's an adverb again?
Isn't it just like a descriptive verb?
Oh, I can't
like
remember.
Gently. Bearishly.
Bearishly.
Vertically. Puckishly, I'm just hitting the random. Cryptidly.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
All right, verb ending in ed.
blasted. So I walk in there and I start blasting. I was thinking of your sister's answer, and I'm not going to use it.
I don't know. It was pretty fucking gosh, good. Dude.
I don't, that would cancel us
it
right now.
Cancel us, but it was pretty fucking good.
A noun, a shoe. That's pretty random.
Verb ending in ED.
Verb ending in ED. Jumped.
Adjective.
Smelly.
Noun.
Wiener. Smelly wiener. Get it?
Verb ending in ing.
Running.
Next one is verb ending in ing, and if you don't mind, I'm going to add gyrating.
Ooh, righteous.
It's a good one. Adverb. Poorly would be an adverb.
Poorly.
Like a descriptive verb. Poorly. Do you want to look it up again?
I did look it up last time. I found a whole list of them.
Okay. Adjective.
Hold on. Adjective.
Chunky.
Yeah.
Plumpy.
Plumpy. Plumpy. Plumpy.
Adjective.
Adjective.
I did chunky and pumpy for the last two.
Adjective. Huge. Huge.
Adjective.
Little.
Adjective.
Round.
Noun.
Boob.
Verb ending in ED.
Groped.
BYU groper. Noun.
Hooker.
Adjective.
What haven't I used?
Moist.
Moist. I was going to say sweaty.
Place.
Place.
Getting back to Alyssa's thing.
Place. Bathroom.
A compass heading. Northeast.
Yeah, northeast.
That's not how you spell east.
As long as you can read it.
City.
Fort Worth.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Adverb.
I got a whole list of them. All let's right. do
I feel like your girls are gonna
deeply.
Open. Yep, I could hear it. Alright, let's hurry and finish this up. Verb ending in ED.
Punched.
Verb ending in ED. I got like three more, dude.
Licked.
Another one?
Jumped.
I think you already did jumped.
Did I? It's been a minute.
It's not that long.
I know, but we've had some stuff happen.
Thrusted.
Thrusted.
Give me another.
Ending in ED.
I can think of one.
What?
Fingered.
All right.
Is that two on the nose?
No.
Noun.
A butt crack.
All right. Bad day.
Bad day.
My jiggly day started when I farted up late for work. I cryptically blasted out the shoe. I jumped into smelly traffic. The cars were wiener to wiener. People were running and gyrating at each other to go faster. When I poorly made it to work, my chunky, plumpy, huge little boss told me if I was late one more time, I was fired. If that wasn't bad enough, the round boob grouped. The round boob groped. That's a sentence. The round boob groped. After Hooker, I headed towards the moist little bathroom in the northeast of Fort Worth. Northeast end of Fort Worth. The bathroom was deeply empty. I punched on the swings and I looked high into the air. I thrust it off the swings and fingered up. It was all just a butt crack.
Makes no sense.
They never make sense, dude. Yeah. Mad Libs.
Mad Libs, y'all.
Do we want to do one more?
I think I'm good for now.
Oh, it's a quick one. I made it just for tonight. I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, we can do that one. If it's the one you made.
I'm going to be honest with you. This one I made. Had I been a smarter woman, there'd be more more variety with it. But it's going to be very adjective heavy.
Oh, boy.
All right. So let's just start rapid fire adjectives.
All right. Jiggly.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This pen. Okay, jiggly.
Moist.
Moist.
Erect.
Erect.
Smelly.
Okay.
Flaccid.
Okay. Wait, next one. Noise.
A noise?
Yeah.
A fart.
Adjective.
Huge.
Animals.
Hyenas.
Place.
Zoo.
Noun. I'll forever think of my sister. Every noun we get, we can never use it.
Dracula.
Noun.
A dragon.
Verb.
Oh, shoot. Danced. Dance. Unless it needs to end in ED.
All right, another verb.
Cried. Cry. Crying.
Noun.
George Washington.
Animal.
Squirrel.
Animal.
Chipmunk.
Sound.
Sploosh.
Sploosh? I would have said queef.
Whatever you want to put, bud.
Well, I want to put sploosh because that's what you said.
Sploosh.
And verb.
Sploosh again.
How about gyrate?
Yeah, gyrate.
We haven't used gyrate yet. All right, this came because last...
Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Mad Libs that we did, we basically just did Chunky.
Chunky.
The song by Will.i.am from Madagascar 2.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let's just take that song and make it a Mad Libs. So that's what I did. So I'd like to present to you the, what was this? The cover, the remix version of Chunky by Brady and Amanda. I like them jiggly. I like them moist. I like them erect. I like them smelly. I like them flaccid with something something. And I kind of skipped around the lyrics because it was very repetitive. They like my fart. They think I'm huge. I like them hyenas that's in the zoo. I like they Dracula. I like they dragon. The way they dance, dance. The way they cry, cry. I like them with a George Washington. They eat a squirrel, squirrel. And when the chipmunk sploosh, she gyrate. Or she gyrate them too. I love every inch. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry, it got kind of hard to read because the TV went dark and I could not see. So
sorry.
That's fine. So that is the Mad Libs I made up. It was basically chunky and I just took out all the, like I said, very adjective heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to explore like, she eat a shark, shark.
She sharted.
Well, that's another one. That's a verb we could use. We
should have.
We need to just make it. That's, you know, next episode. Finding new good words. We're going to make a list of like good nouns, good verbs, good adjectives to always use during Math Libs. But until then, I've been Amanda.
I've been Brady.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we still love you.